Today's shiur is entitled The Virtue of Chipazon, of being in a hurry. It seems strange that we know in Jewish tradition, generally we try to do things slowly, methodically, not in a hurry. I know I myself always try to make sure everything is done in a proper way, appropriately. Otherwise, of course, we know hurriedness can lead to all types of errors. Even when it comes, for example, to do a wedding, I always try to make sure that the wine is there, that the glass is there, that everything is set up, the microphone is working. I remember once doing a wedding in St. Louis in the Botanical Gardens where we were in the middle of nowhere and we had all had to take a tram to get there. And as I get under the chuppah, I note that the wine is there, but the wine has a cork, and it's not open. Already the music has begun, and the as I'm announced, we've Masada Kedushin, and the Chasen and Kala are about to walk down. And Baruch Hashem, there happened to be a Rabbi McGenzie there who had a corkscrew on his keychain, and I'm sure he never used before, perhaps, but Baruch Hashem, he had it there. And we got the wine open. I could give you many other such examples. Things should be thought out in halacha, not done in a rushed fashion. Rabbi Pesach Krohn has a famous story, some of you may know, where a bris was taking place. And he tells about the fact that as the bris was about to happen, the moel saw, I guess it was Pesach Krohn himself, that there was no wine. So he told the individual to get some wine. So he ran in a hurry. He went next door to his in-law's house. The father went downstairs. They told him the wine was. And everyone was in a hurry. He was going so fast that he quickly grabbed the gallon bottle and he brought it over to the shul for the bris. And it was all passed up front. And it was, you know, put into the cup and everything as it properly should be. It looked a little yellow, Rabbi Krohn said, but he just figured it was Tokay wine or white wine of some type. And then he handed the cup after the drinking to the father, I guess, who drank it very excitedly. And after he did so, he started to scream. He started to yell. Apparently, he said there was some mistake that was made as he was wiping it on his sleeve. Apparently, in the jug was motor oil, not wine. Apparently, some of the car's motor oil had been emptied by the parents into these gallon jars. It was dark, and he grabbed it. He was in a hurry. And this is what was used. Of course, they were frantic because the minhag is you take two drops, b'damayachayi, and you put the wine upon the lips of the baby, as is the custom done in every bris. They immediately called the pediatrician. Apparently, it was not a problem because it was just a little bit, so it didn't have any, Baruch Hashem, any negative effects. But the pediatrician said, as Rabbi Krohn ends the story, don't forget to bring him, however, for his 5,000-mile checkup. The purpose of Rabbi Krohn's story is to show that, you know, while there is a notion of being mizaris to do mitzvahs, but obviously if one goes just head forth into doing things without giving proper attention, it could lead to disaster. It could lead to terrible results. And I think we all are aware of this fact. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter once said that a person can destroy an entire world when running carelessly to do a mitzvah. I remember a specific story he told where someone woke up late and they were running to say Kaddish. They had to say Kaddish. And on the way to shul, they ran in and they knocked someone over. They stepped on his shoes. And he made it, however, for the last Kaddish. And as I heard the story from Yisrael Salanter, as he heard the person saying, wasn't it great that I ran so hard, I was mizaris myself, even though I woke up late, to be able to say Kaddish. Yisrael Salanter said, Do you think that there was anything that had to do with Kedusha, with Kaddish, in terms of what you did by stepping on that person, by stepping on his shoes, knocking him over? You want to do something with Kedusha in it? Go over and apologize to him and offer him a shoe shine. Then you owe them something of Kaddish, of Kedusha, something of sanctity. How many of our mistakes in our life are done because we have hurried? Because we have responded to something so quickly that we haven't thought it through, that we have said words we didn't mean to say, and now that they've been said, they are often difficult to retrieve, if they are possible at all to retrieve. And yet on Pesach, we have an idea of chipazon, of doing things dafke in a hurry. On Chag HaPesach, we know, as we call it, it's called that because God was medaleg ala hari, mekapetz ala gvaot. God skipped over our homes hurriedly in order to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians and to spare the firstborn of Klal Yisrael. We also call it the other name for the holiday, Chag HaMatzot, because the Jews, we know, had to hurry out of Egypt. Again, the idea of chipason being significant to the name of the holiday. I have indeed wondered, with reference to this thought, if perhaps it could be that this is the question that the Russia is asking, if we can look at it from this perspective. Perhaps the Russia is saying, Ma avoda zot lachem? What is this avoda that you're doing on Pesach? What is this you recall at all, everything being done so hurried? That's not how you live a religious life. That's not spirituality, rushing through things. You have to be calm. You have to evaluate. You have to think it through. What are you doing? This is not a way to serve Hashem. This is not a proper avoda. This is not service to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And of course we say to him, Ba'avor zeh asa Hashem li b'tetim Mitzrayim. No. The way we got out of Egypt was dafka through this avoda. We had to do it in a hurry. We had to do it quickly. That's how the Ribbono Shel Olam did it. That's how he had to do it in order to save us from coming, as we know our tradition says, to the lowest level of Tuma. If we would have been there any longer, we know, and not gone out at that specific time, so we would have been totally ruined in terms of our spiritual character. So, no. We tell the Russia, it had to be done this way. If you would have been there, you would not have been saved. He would not have been saved. Why? Because if he would have taken his time, he would have either totally integrated into Egyptian society, or he would not have made it with the rest of us. He would have been isolated, leave it low. He would have isolated himself from the klal and not been saved. Now, Rav Huttner, in fact, in his Pachat Yitzchak on Pesach, in his opening Mamar, describes the Zrizus of Pesach as being an avoda, as being, in fact, as we said that the Russia was asking, as being a form of avoda. How so? We know that we say, mitzvah haba liyadcha al ticham sena. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, do not let it become chametz. Look at the metaphor we use to express this, that just like we know that matzah will become chametz if it is not quickly baked and watched properly. So too, a mitzvah will become chametz, will become ruined, if it is not properly attuned to and completed in a forthright fashion. The same idea is expressed in the Or Gedaliahu in Parshat B'Shalach, by Rav Gedalia Shor. He there says that the Almighty
had to have Klal Yisrael lift themselves up quickly to a high spiritual level, despite the low level they were on, in order that they could be saved. Perhaps that's why they had to engage in mitzvahs in order to reach this level, before they even went out of Mitzrayim, before they even would reach Har Sinai. And Rav Shor says beautifully that so too, just like the Jewish nation had this ability to quickly raise themselves from a low spiritual level to a higher spiritual level, that this also is the koach of every individual Jew to be able to raise himself, even when he is on the lowest level, to a very high level, and to be able to do so quickly. I might add that we can show support to Rav Shor. How so? Because we know, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam li'rod atzmo kilu hu yatzah mi'mitzrayim. We can give meaning to this phrase in this context, that we know that in every generation one must see himself as if he personally went out of Egypt. And we can say, supporting Rav Shor, that just like Klal Yisrael in general as a nation, when that nation went out of Egypt, was capable of elevating itself to a great level, so too we have to see ourselves as being able to do that as individuals. We too went out of Mitzrayim. We too have the ability to elevate ourselves to a very high level. But the way to do it, and to understand this, is that it can be done quickly. It can be done by taking a major step and saying, I'm going to do something. I'm going to change myself. I'm not going to think, because I had a fight with someone, it's no use, this will never work, he's going to be upset with me, what am I going to say, what am I going to do? Zrizus! You could do it quickly. Just pick up the phone and call. Just do it. I know sometimes my wife and I, we feel we've had a relationship with someone that has been soured. And sometimes we'll say, you know, let's just invite him for dinner. What do you mean just invite him for dinner? You have to discuss things. You have to get over things. You have to go step by step. You have to evaluate why your relationship went sour. You have to apologize. You have to think about it. No, you know what? Sometimes we just say, let's just invite him over. You'd be surprised. And they'll say, okay, we'll come. You have a good time together. You recognize once again your friendship and what it means. You don't try necessarily to resolve everything that happened before. You go forward, and I'm not saying this is the way it should always work, and I'm not saying that necessarily it will work in every case, but certainly there's no doubt that it does work in such situations, by being mizares and taking action. And indeed, the greatest step Klal Yisrael ever took, Nase v'nishma, was that not an example of Zrizus? What do you mean, when God offered them the Torah? He said, Nase v'nishma. They should have said, like the other nations said, well, wait a second, what, are you trying to pull one over on us? Not so quick. We have to look at everything that's in there. We have to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, absolutely, this is a covenant that's going to last forever. We have to see if we can keep these laws. We have to see if they're germane to the lifestyle that we have accustomed ourselves to. Can't go into this quickly. And yet, what does Klal Yisrael do? They say, Nase v'nishma. They took the root of chipazon, the avoda of chipazon, in order to devote themselves to Ribono Shelam. Life is fleeting. We often think that we have much time to be able to restore relationships, to finally go to Daf Yomi, to finally work on this particular aspect of our character that we never have, to finally listen to those we love around us who have told us to listen to them or to make changes in our lives, and we don't do so. Even though we want to and we are sincere in our desires, we figure we always will have the time. Now's not the time to accomplish it. We'll wait till next year, to next Rosh Hashanah, to next Yom Kippur. Let us leave Chag HaMatzot and Chag HaPesach and realize in it the thought that you have to work quickly. Redemption, be it on a national level, be it on a personal level, does not necessarily come if you sit and wait around. It sometimes comes in the wink of an eye, we know as Chazal tell us. Beherif ayin. And so too, if we learn from the Ribbono Shel Olam that the proper approach, while it may often be to take your time, be patient, be methodical, go step by step, have careful planning. But from Yetzias Mitzrayim we see the value of chipazon. When it comes to redemption, sometimes you need speed, God's speed. Be that on a national level, be that on an individual level in terms of the challenge that we all have in our own lives. May it be the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam that, as that was the case with the first redemption of Klal Yisrael, as they went out of Egypt, that so too may it be the case with the ultimate redemption for Klal Yisrael, that redemption that will also lead itself to the redemption of the entire world. And to that let us say, Amen.